to leave behind all the suffocating tension simmering inside. I have the sneaking suspicion that River knew exactly what he was doing when he casually suggested the place. I glance up at the dark sky. The night is cold and clear. Pinpoints of light glitter brightly from up above. It's tempting to stop and search out the Little and Big Dippers. My love for stargazing and astronomy was born during my battle with leukemia. There were days when I was so fatigued that I couldn't do anything more than lie in bed and read. It gave me something to focus on and explore from the comfort of our home. Dad bought me a telescope, and we'd search out the constellations at night. If I didn't have the physical strength, he would carry me out to the back porch. We followed any astronomical event that happened and would stay up until the wee hours of the morning to experience them. Marveling at the vastness of the universe and the infinite number of galaxies helped put everything I was struggling with into perspective. In the grand scheme of things, my life and problems were insignificant. Instead of giving in to the urge, I burrow into the collar of my jacket and hurry toward my Ford Bronco. It was a present from my parents on my 18th birthday. In true mom fashion, she made sure it had all the safety bells and whistles. When I'm a few feet away from the vehicle, I slip the key fob from my pocket and click the locks. As soon as the beep rings throughout the air, swift-moving footsteps snag my attention. My heart rate kicks up as I swing around, ready to confront a possible attacker. I'm thrown off when I come face to face with Maverick McKinnon. Even though he hit the plexiglass in front of me, I'm struck by his masculine beauty without the barrier between us. His hair is so inky in hue that it's nearly black. Under the illumination of lights scattered throughout the parking lot, his eyes appear just as deep and dark. His face is angular with chiseled cheekbones and a strong, straight nose that fits his profile perfectly. Scruff covers both chin and cheek. That's all it takes for arousal to slam into me with the force of a tsunami. This guy is way too good-looking. Our proximity leaves me feeling strangely tongue-tied. The heavy silence that has fallen over us continues to stretch as our gazes remain locked. It's like we're both too busy eating the other one up with our eyes to say a word. It's almost a relief when he jerks his head toward the exit I'd rushed through minutes ago.
You just gonna walk out on your boyfriend?
I blink, thrown off by the gruff question. Out of everything I expected him to say, that wasn't it. Boyfriend? A mixture of heat and anger sparks to life in his eyes.
Yeah, River. He's your boyfriend, right?
It takes a handful of seconds to process the question. My brain feels muzzy, and it has everything to do with this handsome guy standing no more than a foot or two away from me. That's when I realize he's inching closer, swallowing up the space between us. He won't miss me. My guess is that he's still sucking face with the girl at the bar. When he's close enough for me to inhale a big breath of his cologne, I take a hasty step in retreat, and then another. On the third, my spine hits the side of the Bronco as I flatten against the door. A predatory expression leaps to life in his eyes.
Are you afraid of me?
I lift my chin, attempting to brazen out the situation. Of course not. Is there a reason I should be? When his lips spread into a slow smile, my belly pinches before dropping to my feet. With our gazes locked, he bridges the distance between us until I have to crane my neck to maintain eye contact. It wouldn't take much to drown within his fathomless depths. It's an unsettling thought that should scare the crap out of me. Oddly enough, it doesn't. My heart slams against my chest, beating a mad rhythm. When my tongue darts out to moisten my dry lips, his attention drops to the movement. Arousal sparks in his eyes as he slants them upward again to meet mine. I remain silent as he steps close enough for the steely strength of his chest to press against the tips of my breasts.
You didn't answer the question. Are you with River? Or are you a bunny who gets off on sleeping with any hockey player?
My eyes widen as understanding slams into me. Wait a minute. He thinks I'm a groupie? Just as I open my mouth to fire off a denial, his warm breath ghosts across my lips. It's a dizzying sensation that scatters my brain cells into a million directions and makes holding on to rational thought an impossibility. Another millimeter, and we would be touching. Kissing. Is his mouth as soft as it looks? I'm dying to find out. Another wave of shock crashes over me when he nips my bottom lip with sharp teeth. A rush of air gets clogged at the back of my throat as we remain locked in silent battle. He gives it a slight tug before relinquishing his hold.
Come home with me, and I'll show you what it feels like to get fucked by a real hockey player.
Before I can attempt to make sense of my out-of-control thoughts and emotions, his mouth crashes into mine as one hand snakes around the nape of my neck to hold me in place. Not once does it occur to me to fight the grip or untangle myself from him. The only things I'm cognizant of are the fireworks exploding within every cell of my being and the way my body vibrates with need and wonderment. The velvety softness of his tongue plunges deep inside my mouth to tangle with my own. It isn't until my fingers curl into the soft material of his hoodie that I realize I'm holding on for dear life. His mouth is a force to be reckoned with, dominant, possessive, and I love it. I desperately want more of it. No one has ever kissed me like this. It makes me realize how starved I am for this kind of affection. I have no idea how long we stand embracing in the parking lot with the silvery moonlight filtering down on us. He pulls away just enough to search my eyes. The heat filling them is enough to singe me alive.
What's it gonna be, sunshine?
Chapter 7, Maverick. Impatience vibrates through every thickly corded muscle as I wait for her response. For one night, I want to know that this girl is mine, that I can play with her body any way I want, all the while fucking her senseless. A couple of hours spent between the sheets will more than likely do the trick and evict her from my brain. That's the way it's always been. There's no reason to think the pretty blonde will be any different. When she remains silent, desperation flares to life within me. I need this to happen, especially now that I've gotten a small taste of her. Somehow, she's even sweeter than I imagined. I'd lay odds that she's just as delicious everywhere. My cock stiffens at the idea of licking every inch of her delectable little body. Unable to resist the lure of her mouth, I nip her pouty lower lip and give it a slight tug, hoping it's enough to wake her from the daze that's fallen over her. I need an answer, sunshine. With a blink, her expression transforms, as if she's once again aware of her surroundings. She jerks her head in a tight nod. Okay. The relief that crashes over me is almost enough to weaken my knees. This shitty night will end a hell of a lot better than it started. She clears her throat as color seeps into her cheeks, as if she's embarrassed by the situation. Almost as if she doesn't have much experience in this department. The feigned innocence is a nice touch. I'll follow you back to your place, she murmurs, glancing away. Hell no. Like I'm going to give her a chance to rethink her decision. I refuse to let this girl out of my sight for one damn second. I didn't bring my truck, so I'll ride with you. My gaze scours hers. Is that cool? She sucks her lower lip between her teeth before chewing it as her brows pinch. This girl is definitely adorable. It's easy to see why she's a fan favorite with the East Town team. Only wanting to put her at ease, I smirk and force my muscles to loosen. I'm not an axe murderer, if that's your concern. Her response is swift as she tilts her head. Isn't that exactly the kind of thing an axe murderer would say? Unexpected laughter gurgles up inside me before I tamp it down. Probably. So, she's got a sense of humor. Even better. I nod toward her Bronco. Ready to do this? She sucks in a deep breath before gradually exhaling. Yeah. I reach around her for the handle. The movement brings us into closer proximity. Not once do I break eye contact. In fact, I'm finding it difficult to look away. Even in the shadowy darkness that surrounds us, her blue eyes hold me captive. You're gonna have to move, Sunshine. As much as I want to get out of here and get her alone, I'm loath to distance myself from her. The heat of her body pressed against mine feels too damn good. The way her delicate scent permeates my senses makes me lightheaded. That's all it takes for her to slip out of my arms. The loss of her warmth is abrupt and devastating. I remind myself that my hands will be back on her soon enough. I pop open the driver's side door and extend my arm, only wanting to hasten things along. I've always been patient when it came to the fairer sex, but that's not how I feel with her. Her cautious gaze stays fastened to mine as she slides into the front seat and pushes the ignition. I can't help but notice the way her fingers tremble as the vehicle roars to life. With a slam of the door, I hustle around the front of the Bronco and settle on the seat beside her. Charged energy crackles in the small cabin as she navigates the vehicle out of the parking space. You'll have to give me directions. Easy enough. Once you pull out of the lot, take a left at the next light and head toward campus. My gaze flickers from her face to her hands, only to notice that they're locked around the wheel in a death grip. The question is out of my mouth before I can stop it. Are you nervous? She glances at me before refocusing on the ribbon of road beyond the windshield. The silence that stretches between us makes me wonder if she'll bother to answer the question. A little bit, she admits. The urge to put this girl at ease spirals through me, and I reach out to stroke my fingers along her jeans-clad thigh. There's something both delicate and strong about this girl. It's a fascinating combination. What's your name? I ask, shifting toward her. An odd expression flashes across her face. I think it's better if we keep this strictly about sex. Disappointment and irritation flare to life inside me. I didn't realize how much I wanted to know it until she refused to give it. It takes effort to keep my tone light. Fair enough. Guess we'll just stick with Sunshine. With her golden blonde hair and bright blue eyes that are the color of a clear summer day, it certainly fits. From the whiff I got of her, she smells like strawberries and cream. Fucking addictive. I just want to gobble her up before delving back in for more. As we come to the next street, I point. Take a right, and we're the fourth house on the left. After slowing to a stop along the curve in front of the dilapidated blue Victorian, she cuts the engine and stares at it through the windshield. Fear and anxiety spiral through me. We're so damn close to sealing the deal. It's all I can think about. It takes effort to keep my tone casual. Having second thoughts? Her gaze slides to mine. No? Thank fuck. I would have been rocking a massive case of blue balls otherwise. It's doubtful any other girl would have been able to alleviate the need this one has sparked to life inside me. I want this hot little blonde. She's the only one who'll do. I shake that disturbing thought loose before it can take root. With my finger still wrapped around her thigh, I give it a gentle squeeze. I'll make it good for you. I almost wince. When was the last time I had to cajole a girl into sleeping with me? The answer to that question is never. She studies my face before nodding. With a jerk of her fingers, she pops open the door and steps out. The crunch of snow fills the silence that has settled around us as I do the same. It takes no more than a handful of seconds before I catch up to her on the concrete path that cuts through the front lawn. Air gets clogged in my lungs at the way the silvery moonlight slants down on the loose strands of her hair as they bounce around her shoulders and down her back. Even in the darkness of the night, she's like bright sunshine illuminating the way. My hand slips around her waist as we head up the rickety front porch stairs. The warm weight of her pressed against my body feels good. Right. Almost as if we've come home together a million times before, and this is nothing out of the ordinary. There's an ease between us that shouldn't be there. I don't understand it. It's only when I slip the key into the lock that I realize that her fingers aren't the only ones shaking with pent-up nerves. I clear my throat, only wanting to draw her attention away from them so she doesn't notice. Throwing the door open, I steer her toward the staircase, and then the second floor. Every step that brings us closer to my room, as my heart jackhammering harder until it thuds painfully in my chest. When was the last time I felt this kind of anticipation thrum through my veins? The need to lay my hands on her is all I can focus on. In this moment, nothing else matters. Not even the possibility that she belongs to River fucking Thompson. By the time I step over the threshold into my room, my skin is buzzing with adrenaline. One twist of the lock, and I'm ready to pounce.
Chapter 8. Willow. Hunger burns brightly from his dark eyes as he stares at me, like I'm the only thing he's cognizant of. Like he plans on swallowing me whole in one tasty bite. It's doubtful anyone has ever looked at me with so much pent-up intensity, longing, desire. It's a heady sensation, an addictive one. Everywhere his gaze caresses tingles with newfound awareness as electricity pulses in the air around us. It wouldn't surprise me in the least if the room burst into flames and I combusted with it. He cocks his head.
Are you ready for me, sunshine?
Anticipation dances down my spine. I don't think I've ever felt more ready for anything in my life than this man. For this precise moment in time. I didn't realize it until now. Yes. His lips lift into a ghost of a smile as he shoves away from the door. Once he's on the move, there's no more holding back. I feel it in the shift of the atmosphere. I've given my consent. I'm here. This is happening, and I wouldn't want it any other way. His large hands drift over my cheeks until he's able to cup the sides of my head. He angles my face upward so his mouth can crash onto mine. When his tongue sweeps across the seam of my lips, I open and allow him entrance. It never occurs to me not to. The second they part, he's delving inside and dragging me beneath the surface of the ocean where breathing becomes impossible. Unnecessary.
So fucking sweet,
he whispers before diving back in for more. Even though his mouth grows demanding, his lips remain just as soft as I imagined when I caught sight of him on the ice. It's weird to think that it was only hours ago. It seems more like days or weeks. His palms fall away, dropping to the zipper of my jacket.
This needs to go,
he mutters. As soon as the words are released, the sound of metal grinding against metal fills the room, and then the black jacket is shoved away from my shoulders before it falls to the carpet beneath my feet. His mahogany-colored eyes turn stormy as he stares at my jersey. Before I realize what's happening, it's yanked up my body and over my head. He glares at the scratchy white and blue material wadded in his hands before flicking a hard stare in my direction.
After I'm finished with you tonight, you'll never look twice at that jersey again.
He grits between clenched teeth before tossing it away like garbage. I can't imagine what would happen if he discovered that I'm not the puck bunny he assumes, but River Thompson's sister instead. Would he stare at me with the same kind of hatred he reserves for my twin? That thought is enough to send a shudder of unease skittering through me. My nipples tighten into hard little points beneath the light blue cami stretched across my breasts. His attention zeroes in on the gentle swells, and his previous desire returns full force.
You're like a beautifully wrapped gift on Christmas morning. I just want to tear the paper away until I can see what's waiting beneath for me to play with.
Arousal pools at the bottom of my belly as I lift my chin and say something I never thought I would. Then what are you waiting for? Anticipation floods my system until there's a good chance I'll drown in it. A growl vibrates from deep within his chest as his fingers grip the hem of the cami and drag it up my torso. Seconds later, it meets the same fate as both the jersey and jacket. A lacy pale pink bra covers my breasts. The gorgeous material is sheer and reveals far more than it conceals. Unlike Holland, I'm not overly generous in the cleavage department. When you don't need a lot of support, it's easy to wear pretty little undergarments. By the appreciative expression on his face, he's in full agreement with that decision.
Fuck. I seriously hope you're wearing matching panties.
There's only one way to find out. The comment that shoots out of my mouth takes me by surprise. I have no idea who the brazen girl standing in front of this stranger is, but I like her. A lot. That's the only incentive he needs to get to the bottom of the mystery. The button of my jeans is popped and the zipper lowered. He wraps his hands around the waistband and shoves the thick denim down until it puddles around my ankles and I'm able to kick my way free. He drags a hand down his face as his heated gaze roves over every inch of me, as if committing the image to memory.
Way better than any Christmas present I've ever received.
Laughter bubbles up in my throat. I've never felt so sexy in my life. The way Maverick stares at me makes me feel daring. Better than that, he makes me feel alive. For tonight, I want to forget about my reality and live in the moment where nothing but the feelings Maverick McKinnon has managed to rouse within me matter. His hand snakes out to nab my fingers before he tows me toward him until my mouth can once again collide with his. His fingers strum along my spine as they dip lower to palm my nearly naked ass. He squeezes the firm flesh before dragging me even closer. With barely any effort at all, he hoists me up so my legs can tangle around his trim waist. With our mouths fused, I'm barely aware that he's swung us around and has walked us toward the queen-sized bed until I'm lowered to the mattress. He severs the connection before straightening to his full height and staring down at me. The longer his gaze roams over my bare skin, the more heat sparks from his eyes.
You look good in my bed, sunshine. I might just have to keep you there indefinitely.
If only that were possible. Unfortunately, much like Cinderella, once this interlude is over, I need to vanish into thin air. Never to be heard from again. I shove that thought from my head and squirm beneath the intensity of his stare, only wanting to feel his mouth and hands on me again as he drags his thick wildcat sweatshirt over his head. The navy t-shirt beneath soon follows, leaving him bare-chested. My mouth turns cottony as my gaze roves over perfectly chiseled pecs and washboard abdominals. The man is ridiculously beautiful, strong and solid. That's all it takes for my panties to flood with heat. Not that there have been many guys in my past, but Maverick puts them all to shame. Next to him, they seem more like adolescent boys than grown men. He flicks the button of his jeans and tugs the zipper before shoving the denim down powerfully built legs until he's standing before me in black boxer briefs that hug his thighs. The mattress sinks beneath his heavy weight as he kneels on the bed and crawls up my body until he's able to hover over me. His muscles bunch and flex as he cages me in with his strength.
Still good with this?
he asks from between clenched teeth. I nod. Yes. I would be devastated if this didn't happen. We haven't even done anything yet, and already it's turning out to be the hottest night of my life. His lips lift into a relieved smile before slanting over mine. The velvety softness of his tongue licks at me. Just when I think he'll lose all control and delve in for more, his teeth scrape along my jaw before he nips at the point of my chin. Only wanting more of the dizzying sensation, I bare my throat. That's all the sign he needs to lick and kiss his way down to my collarbone. The slide of his bigger, harder body against my softer one is nothing short of delicious. It's enough to make my eyes cross as a hum escapes from my lips. Those thoughts scatter in a million directions when he makes his way to my breasts, and his teeth scrape over one stiffened peak as he draws it into his mouth and sucks it through the delicate lace garment. My spine arches off the mattress in response as I press closer. Every tug of his lips sends a flood of pleasure rushing through me. Just when I think I'll come undone, he releases the tip before giving the same ardent attention to the other one. My arms rise, twining around his head so my fingers can tunnel through the thick strands of his hair. Once the nipple has popped free from his mouth, he straightens to kneel above me. His hands settle on the slender band that encircles my ribcage. A second later, he unhooks the clasp, and the stretchy material springs free. The straps slide down my shoulders as he plucks the bra away. His gaze roves over my naked breasts. They're still tingling from his previous attention.
They look even better than they taste.
Lowering himself down again, he sucks one bare tip into his mouth. Sensation spirals through me, rushing through my veins until it feels like too much for the confines of my skin. Any second, I'll splinter apart. A gasp escapes from me when he nips the stiff little point with sharp teeth before kissing and licking it. He works his way down my body, adoring every inch until he reaches the elastic band of my panties. I inhale a sharp breath when he buries his nose against my slit and inhales a lungful of air. There's no way he doesn't feel the dampness of the material.
This must be what heaven smells like,
he growls. The low scrape of his words sends another round of arousal detonating at the bottom of my belly. His fingers slip beneath the waistband before dragging the thin fabric down my hips and thighs until I'm completely bared to his sight. When I shift, only wanting to close my legs, he flattens his palms against my inner thighs and presses them farther apart. His gaze never deviates from my exposed core. My heart pounds a steady tattoo beneath the intensity of his sharp gaze. The look of appreciation that settles on his face is the only reason I don't fight the hold.
So fucking gorgeous.
One hand trails along my center, his thumb caressing the delicate flesh. Sensation ripples throughout my being before echoing in my fingertips and toes. When he strums me for a second time, the pleasure is nearly enough to make my eyes roll back in my head. I've had boyfriends before, but they never teased out these kinds of exquisite sensations. They never made me want to give myself over to them or come undone. He's barely touched me, and I'm ready to burst out of my skin. With my legs spread wide, he shoulders his way between my thighs. His gaze holds mine captive as he lowers his face and swipes at me with his tongue. A whimper works its way loose from my throat.
Tell me, sunshine, do you enjoy having your pussy licked?
The dirty question has heat rushing to my cheeks and leaves me squirming. His grip tightens around my thighs to hold me in place as he leisurely strokes one thick finger along my slit. Another low moan escapes from me, breaking the silence of the room. I couldn't rein it in if I tried. Maverick leans forward and traces the same path his finger traveled seconds ago with his tongue. Pure, bliss. I want to die with the pleasure that rushes in and bombards my senses. Or maybe what I really want to do is spread my thighs impossibly wide in order to feel more of the velvety softness stroking over me and darting inside. He grazes the top of my slit rather than probing deeper with his tongue. My fingers thread through his inky black hair as he presses butterfly-like kisses against my damp flesh. All I want is for him to bury his face between my legs and ravage me instead of giving me chaste pecks. It's pure torture. Please, I need more. Instead of giving me what I want, he takes another long lap that has my core clenching.
You didn't answer the question.
When I remain silent, he nibbles at my clit. The sound that leaves my lips is garbled and unintelligible. He chuckles, and his warm breath ghosts over me. That's all it takes for goosebumps to break out across my body. His eyes stay pinned to mine from between my legs.
You must really hate it if you can't even bother to respond.
He stabs his tongue deep inside my body.
I should stop.
If that happens, I'll probably die. Nothing in all my life has ever felt this amazing. No, I blurt. It feels like my body is burning up from the inside out. His gaze sears into mine as he licks from the bottom of my slit to the top of my clit. Another deep laugh rumbling up from him. The throaty sound of it dances across my flesh as he holds me in place.
Then answer the question.
I like it, I admit. A lot. Way more than that. He continues to caress me with his tongue.
What exactly do you like?
He presses a kiss against my inner thigh before dragging his teeth against it. As good as it feels, it's not where I want his mouth. The gleam that fills his eyes tells me he knows exactly what I'm so desperate for. What you're doing? I ask on a tortured groan.
Come on, sunshine. You can do better than that.
His teeth sink into the flesh he'd been kissing. I like when you lick my pussy, I gasp.
Good girl.
With that, the flat of his tongue slides over me. Pleasure gathers in my core like an impending storm. Any second, it'll break loose and destroy everything in its path, including me. And I've never craved anything more. When he nibbles at my clit, I fall to pieces as wave after wave crashes over me, dragging me to the bottom of the ocean. I don't care if I ever surface again. The pleasure overwhelming my system is so much more than I was prepared for. He continues to stroke me until every last spasm has been wrung from my body. With a final press of his lips, he growls.
Did you enjoy that, sunshine?
Yes.
Good. Know what I'm going to do next?
I shake my head, unable to imagine anything else feeling this spectacular.
Fuck you, senseless.
Oh, God. It's not a threat, more like a delicious promise. He straightens before shackling his fingers around my ankles and dragging me to the edge of the mattress.
Spread your legs nice and wide. Show me exactly how wet that little cunt is for me.
Even though I just came hard, more wetness smudges my inner thighs. I've never been with anyone like Maverick before. Someone so commanding yet giving, able to whip me into a frenzy with such ease. Without further prompting, my thighs fall open. As the air within the room wafts over my flesh, I've never felt more exposed than I do at this moment. By the same token, I've never felt so alive. My heart slams against my ribcage as blood sizzles through my veins and arousal pools in my core. And I feel sexy. Desired. By a man like Maverick McKinnon, who can have any girl he wants with the crook of his finger. Even though the room is bathed in shadows, it would be impossible not to see the stark hunger written across every line of his face as he stares down at me, eating me up with his eyes. Pent-up tension vibrates in every straining muscle as it attempts to break loose. He wraps his hand around his thick cock before sliding it up and down the long shaft. His pupils dilate as he leisurely strokes himself.
Tell me who that pretty pink pussy belongs to for the night.
I gulp and blurt, you. His eyes flare with heat as more moisture gathers at my center.
To use any way I want?
I nod. He tilts his head and smirks.
Use your words, sunshine.
Arousal detonates at the bottom of my belly. Yes, to use any way you want. A smile curves his lips as he fondles his hard length.
There are so many delicious ways I'm going to have you.
The thought is as dizzying as it is intriguing. My gaze stays locked on the way he fists his erection.
You like to watch.
He continues jacking himself off.
Here's a little secret I'll only share with you. I like to watch too. There's nothing sexier than a woman giving herself pleasure.
I can't rip my attention away from him as his grip intensifies, turning the head of his cock a mottled purplish hue. My core throbs with newfound awareness until it becomes painful. I don't realize that I'm cupping my own breasts, squeezing the softness, until a whimper escapes from me.
Pinch those sweet titties,
he growls. I don't think twice about following the directive as I tweak the small buds until they're unbearably hard.
Fuck, he strokes his hand along his length. You're so damn sexy.
That's the ironic thing. I've never felt sexy before this moment. But Maverick knows nothing about me. I can be anyone I want. To him, I'm not Willow Thompson, sick girl, cancer survivor. I'm a woman living out her sexual desires and discovering new ones. The deep scrape of his voice, along with the need that fills his expression, gives me the courage to take this further, to do something I've only done under the cover of darkness without any witnesses. One hand drifts down my chest, past my ribcage into my belly, before sliding lower to the V between my legs. My fingers glide over my drenched lips, circling the entrance before dipping inside the heat. It's so tempting to close my eyes and forget about the man devouring me with a ravenous expression. But then I would miss all the delicious things he's doing to himself. And there's no way I'll allow that to happen. The way he strokes his thick cock is the sexiest thing I've ever seen.
As much as I'm enjoying watching you play with your pussy, it'll make me come, and that's not how I want it to happen.
He saunters around the bed to the nightstand and then yanks out the drawer before rifling through the contents. It's on the tip of my tongue to ask what he's doing when he pulls out a square foil package. A condom. I can't believe I didn't think about protection. Not even once. He rips it open with his teeth before taking out the latex and sheathing himself in it. Once the rubber covers his thick length, he takes up position between my legs and brings the head to my opening, stroking the tip against my delicate lips. But it's not nearly enough to satisfy me. Unable to control myself, I wriggle, only wanting him to sink deep inside me. Instead of giving me what I'm silently begging for, he remains in control.
Damn, but you're so wet. Your cunt is crying for me, isn't it?
Yes, I groan. It's the truth. I've never been this aroused in my life. He rubs the length against me before tapping the tip against my clit. That's all it takes for a gasp to escape from me as sensation ripples throughout my body. Each time he slaps that tiny bundle of nerves with his erection, it pushes me closer to the edge until I'm dancing on it. Before I can beg him to fuck me, he presses the head against my entrance. The way he continues to take his sweet damn time drives me insane. All I want to do is impale myself on his thick shaft and be done with it already. He refuses to give me anything more than the tip. His hips flex as he thrusts with tiny movements. With each piston-like action, my muscles tighten around him. Sweat breaks out across his brow as he clenches his teeth. Just when I think he'll bury his length inside me and give us what we're both desperate for, he pulls out. "Please," I gasp. "I need more."
"I know exactly what you need."
With gritted teeth, he buries himself deep inside my heat with one swift stroke. A scream tears from my mouth at the fullness now seated inside me. It's almost too much to bear. He gives me a moment to adjust, to breathe, before arching his hips and slipping almost all the way out. Just as I'm on the verge of begging for more, he propels back inside until his pelvis can grind against my own. Each time he slides home, a moan escapes from me. The steady rhythm sends me climbing higher until there's nowhere left to go but down.
"Fuck, sunshine,"
he growls as his gaze stays pinned to mine.
"There's no way I'll last much longer with the way your pussy is strangling my cock."
The feel of him pummeling me is sheer poetry in motion, utter bliss. It doesn't take long for a second orgasm to streak through me. I can't stop the cries that fall from my lips. With a groan, he follows me over. My body spasms around his, milking every drop from his cock until he gives one last shudder before collapsing on top of me. His warm breath feathers against the delicate hollow of my neck. I don't think I've ever felt so satiated in my life. What just took place between us is nothing short of earth-shattering. Maverick pulls out and straightens to his full height. He stares at me before slipping the condom off his softening cock and dropping it into the trash can near his desk. As he turns away, the heat of his gaze disappears. That's all it takes for a reality to slam into me full force. Oh God, I just slept with the one guy my brother can't stand. I need to grab my clothes and get the hell out of here. Plus, it's doubtful he wants the hookup he brought home, hanging around and making things uncomfortable. Just as I sit up and scoot to the edge of the mattress, he swivels around and grinds to a halt.
"Where do you think you're going?"
I tuck an errant strand of hair behind my ear. I'm sure it's must from his fingers tunneling through it. I probably look like a disaster. "I was going to take off." He shakes his head.
"Now why would you want to do a thing like that when we're just getting started?"
Chapter 9. Willow. It's the bright stream of sunlight filtering in through the window that has me surfacing from a deep sleep, full of strange dreams that feature the very sexy Maverick McKinnon. I'm almost reluctant to fully wake and leave them behind. The moment my eyelids flutter open, I blink and realize that I'm not safely tucked in my own bed. It's carefully that I turn my head and stare at the sacked-out male slumbering soundly no more than a foot from where I lay. A rush of breath escapes from me. Apparently, those sexy dreams featuring the hot hockey player weren't fantasies playing out after all. Memories flood my consciousness. And in an instant, the murkiness becomes crystal clear. My eyes widen as one hand drifts to my mouth to cover it. While I've had boyfriends in the past, this is the first time I've gone home with a virtual stranger. For the first time after having sex, my body feels well-loved by a man who understands exactly what he's doing, teasing out all sorts of pleasure. Most of the guys I've been with treat me like I'm made of spun glass that could break if they don't take the utmost care with me. Maverick was the complete opposite. It really is a shame that this was a one-time thing. I wouldn't mind experiencing that again. It's so tempting to roll closer and study him more thoroughly while he's unaware of the perusal. But I'm afraid to move a single muscle. Afraid I'll wake him. Last night, I'd gotten away with concealing my identity. I'm not so sure it would work in the harsh light of dawn after what happened between these very sheets. Air leaks from my lungs as my gaze roves over every inch of exposed, sun-kissed skin. Even in sleep, while fully relaxed, he's formidable, with hard, sculpted muscles. There's nothing soft about him. All right, maybe that's not true. His lips are ridiculously plush. And the way he'd use them to nibble at me. When arousal pools in my core, like warmed honey, I shut down that train of thought before any flickering flames can catch fire and burn the house down. I have far more pressing matters at hand than lying here and eating Maverick McKinnon up with my eyes. Like escaping before he wakes up and figures out my identity. The last thing I need is what happened between us getting back to my brother. I wince. Any desire within me is doused by those thoughts. The smartest thing I can do is get moving before my choices from last night bite me in the ass. Actually, that already happened. Several times, if I recall correctly. And I enjoyed every second of it. It's carefully that I slide to the edge of the mattress before slipping off and dropping to the carpet. My heart riots painfully against my ribcage as I pause and listen for his deep, even breaths before exhaling a shaky one of my own. I peek over the edge of the mattress, only to find him in the same position as moments ago, with one brawny arm thrown over his eyes and his lips parted slightly. Even though half his face is shielded from view, I'm struck all over again by how handsome he is. It takes effort to rip my gaze away and glance around for my clothes. A small smile touches my lips as I locate my panties, bra, cami, jersey, and jeans strewn around the room. I crawl to each piece and tug them on. When I'm dressed, I pick up my shoes and jacket before tiptoeing to the closed door. As I cross the threshold, I throw one last glance over my shoulder. The sight of him sprawled out on the queen-sized bed is enough to have regret pricking at me. For just a heartbeat or two, I wonder if I'm making a mistake by sneaking away like this. It was just a one-night stand, right? He's not interested in more. And even if he was, he and River despise each other. Before those thoughts can take root and cause confusion, I shake them loose and force myself into the hallway. As soon as the lock clicks into place, shuttering the hot hockey player inside his room, a rush of breath escapes from me. What I need to do is leave this delicious interlude where it belongs, in the past, and no one will ever be the wiser. I slip my Vans onto my feet before slinking down the hallway. It's still early. If I'm lucky, everyone will still be sacked out. Maybe the team wasn't celebrating a victory last night at the bar, but they were still belting back drinks, attempting to drown their sorrows. Relief blooms inside me when I reach the first floor and the front door comes into view. Just as I congratulate myself on making a clean getaway, someone clears their throat from behind me. With a high-pitched yelp, I nearly jump out of my skin before spinning around and locking gazes with Hayes Van Doren.
Well, well, well. Can't say I ever expected to find Willow Thompson sneaking out of the hockey house at the butt crack of dawn.
Amusement dances in his eyes as he lifts a spoonful of cereal to his mouth and chews it. I've known Hayes since grade school. He and River were never best friends, but they played on a lot of the same teams. Unsure how to talk my way out of this situation, I press my lips together and remain silent.
I'm curious. Does Mav know whose sister you are?
There's a pause before he answers his own question.
I can't imagine that he would have hooked up with you if he had.
And it needs to stay that way, I growl. When a slow smile tips the corners of his lips, the muscles in my abdomen spasm. The urge to flee takes hold, and I swing around, needing to get the hell out of here. As I pull the door open and step into the early morning sunlight, he calls out,
"Be sure to tell your brother I said hello."
I snort. Yeah, that's not going to happen. Ever.
Chapter 10, Maverick. A raised voice from somewhere in the house jolts me from a sound sleep. Damn, I haven't slept that well since. That's the moment everything from last night slams into me with the force of a 2x4. The blonde from the game I couldn't stop staring at. The very same one who ended up warming my bed last night. My cock stirs at the idea of sinking inside her sweet heat again. Fuck, but she'd been good. And tight, so damn tight. The way her pussy had clenched around my dick had been nothing short of amazing. No, it was better than that. And I know the perfect way to start my day. My morning wood is alive and well as I turn over. Only to find the mattress empty. With a frown, my fingers drift over the sheets. They're cool to the touch, which probably means she hasn't just stepped out to use the bathroom. Well, hell. My boner deflates. Under normal circumstances, it's a relief when a one-night stand shows herself to the door the morning after. This time, however, I'm left feeling irritated, maybe even a little hurt, which doesn't make a damn bit of sense. I roll from the bed and grab a t-shirt from the dresser before rummaging through another drawer for underwear and hauling them up my legs. Once I've found a pair of sweatpants, I head downstairs. It's not like I think she'll be lingering, but I want to make sure. My heart sinks when I find the living room empty. Maybe that's not altogether true. A couple of the younger players are sacked out on the couch. Gross. God only knows what fluids are embedded in the material. My heart picks up tempo when noise emanates from the kitchen. I beeline into the room and find Hayes chomping on a bowl of cereal. No sunshine in sight. Fuck. I don't even know her name. There's no way to find her. Disappointment bubbles up inside me. I drag a hand through my hair as he watches me with a cocked brow. You didn't happen to see anyone take off this morning, did you?
Nope.
He stuffs an overflowing spoonful of cereal into his pie hole. Deflated by his response, I swing around to head back upstairs.
Unless you're talking about the hot blonde who took off like she was escaping from a creeper in a white van. Because yeah, her I did see.
When I narrow my eyes, his smile widens and his shoulders shake with silent laughter. Why does everyone around here think they're such funny fuckers? Did she say anything? I wince as the question shoots from my mouth. The last thing I want is to look desperate, especially in front of Hayes. He'll only rub the circumstances in my face, with glee.
Yeah, actually, she did.
He strokes his chin, all the while giving me a thoughtful expression.
I think it was something along the lines of how size really does matter.
In response, I give him the finger before stalking out of the kitchen. His laughter follows me up the staircase and down the second floor hallway until I slam the door shut. Once I reach the bed, I sink to the mattress. Had I been thinking with the right head, I would have refused to fuck her until she gave me her name. I should have tortured her body until she told me every fucking detail of her life. What pisses me off even more is that I actually give a damn. For fuck's sake, it was a one-night stand. I'd had plenty of them. Once I sign my contract and play professionally, I'll be drowning in groupies. I won't even remember this girl, or how perfect her pussy was, or how much I enjoyed running my hands over her delectable little body. Fuck. 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 Maybe what I need to do is sleep off the weird feelings that are swirling around inside me like a snow globe. Clearly, I'm exhausted. What other explanation is there for the thoughts that are filling my brain? As I toss back the covers, something sparkly snags my eye, and I reach down to pick up the fine silver necklace that glints in the bright morning sunlight before holding it up in front of me. There's a delicate W pendant attached to it. Vaguely do I recall it dangling around her neck. W? I frown. Is it possible that her name starts with a W? Wendy? Nah, she didn't strike me as a Wendy. Or a Winnie. Or even a Winter. I stare at it for a few more seconds before securing it around my own neck. It must have hung loosely on her because it fits me perfectly. Looks like I have a souvenir from our night together. I recline against the pillows and stack my hands behind my head before staring up at the ceiling. A slow smile tips the corners of my lips. I guess if my little ray of sunshine wants her necklace back, she'll have to come and get it.
Chapter 11. Willow. I pushed through the glass doors into the Mexican restaurant and scanned the colorful space. The place is packed and bursting with music and noise. Although I've been here enough times to know this would be the case. It's Tuesday. Taco Tuesday, to be precise. And the place? Taco Loco. When I announced last year that I would be transferring colleges, my brother flipped his lid. He couldn't understand why I needed breathing room. Let's just say that the way he introduced me to his teammates the other night hadn't been the first time. Or even the dozenth. Getting together once a week for lunch was part of the agreement to soften the blow so he wouldn't grumble too much. Unfortunately, it hasn't stopped him from complaining about the distance. Or meant that he doesn't know what's going on in my life every second of the day. Hey, Willow! Lola, waitress at the restaurant, greets from near the hostess stand. My smile brightens when I spot her. Hi! How are you doing? I haven't seen you around campus much this semester. She blows out a breath before glancing around the crowded dining area. I've picked up more hours here, and midterms have been brutal. I nod in understanding. Balancing a job and school can be difficult. Same. You must be excited to graduate this spring. I'm so envious. I still have another year to go. Excitement sparks in her eyes. Trust me, I'm counting down the days. I bet. Could use a little help here. Another raven-haired waitress mutters as she speeds past with an overflowing tray of tacos and chips. And that would be my cue to get back to work. She cranes her neck and points to a table situated in the back. Big bro is already here and waiting. I roll my eyes. He's only older by a handful of minutes. Her expression lightens. Still makes him older. Now you sound like my parents. With a laugh, she takes off, stopping at a table crowded with a bunch of guys. From about a dozen feet away, her boyfriend, Asher Stevens, cranes his neck as he watches her. I'm sure if any of the patrons looked sideways at Lola, he'd be over there in a flash. I met Lola in the fall through L. Kendricks, who I got to know in a math class. We became fast friends, and she introduced me to some of the girls she hangs out with. From what I've seen, Asher treats Lola like a queen. What's funny is that there are so many stories that circulate at Western about him being a major player on campus, and yet, I've never seen him look at another girl. As far as he's concerned, there's no one else but Lola. I wave to Asher and realize he's here with a bunch of his teammates and their girlfriends. Elle pops to her feet and waves with a big smile. She's the sweetest. Her boyfriend, Carson Roberts, is such a hottie. I get a little tongue-tied around him. He and Elle's brother were besties. She'd had a massive crush on Carson while growing up, and he tried his damnedest to convince her that he only saw her as a younger sister in need of protecting. Huh. The way he looks at her is far from sisterly. Honestly, it's kind of feral. Sometimes I really don't understand how guys think. As soon as I'm within striking distance, Elle throws her arms around my neck and hugs me tight. I haven't seen you in a few weeks. You were supposed to text me so we could make plans and get together. Sorry, classes have been busy. She rolls her eyes.
classes smasses.
I laugh. Yeah, well, they're kind of important. Not all of us are going to end up on Broadway in a few years. She grins. From your lips to God's ears. My attention gets drawn to the people crowded around the table. Looks like you're getting your Taco Tuesday on.
Yep.
She flicks a look toward the back of the restaurant. I saw River walk in a few minutes ago.
You know the drill.
Weekly lunch date. I jerk my thumb in his direction. I should probably get moving or he'll come find me.
Okay, but let's figure out a time for us to get together soon, all right? I really miss seeing your face.
With a nod, I give her another quick hug before navigating a path to my brother and dropping down across from him.
Hi.
He sets his phone on the table and meets my gaze.
Hey, I saw you talking with Elle on your way over.
I glance at her again. Her boyfriend has her wrapped up in his brawny arms. Yeah, we were making plans to get together.
He shoots a quick look over his shoulder at the crowded table.
Hot girl.
Remember when I tried to set you up with her? You said you weren't interested. Now it's too late.
He shrugs.
A girlfriend is the last thing I need right now. I've got too much going on with school and hockey.
I cock a brow because even though that's true, my guess is that he's still hung up on Sabrina. Whenever I bring up the subject, his expression turns stony and he shuts down the convo. There hasn't been anyone serious since. I pick up my glass of water and take a sip.
Why'd you decide to bail Saturday night? One minute you were there and the next you were gone.
My hand freezes midway back to the table. Deflecting the question, I say, there didn't seem to be much point in staying. Plus, you were busy sucking that girl's face. He rolls his eyes.
Please.
Before he can fire off any more questions, Lola stops by. I suppose you two want the usual?
Sounds good,
River says with a lazy grin.